This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place.
I don't know. Did that movie come out in 1988?
I think it was earlier. Yeah, I think it was
it's
earlier.
It's close, right? Like 86, 87?
Yeah. Don't talk over Tracy Chapman. Ever. Ever. What a jam.
I would never. This is one of my favorite
songs. It's so good. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Just revisiting songs from 1988 for no particular reason. Here on Ben and Woods this morning. Happy Friday to you guys. Ben is out. We got Woodsy and Paul in here. And we got our buddy Craig Elston holding on the line. We got to check traffic, though, don't we, Paulie? Look at me. Really, really good radio host. Let's get a quick check of traffic with Vicky Pepper. We'll be back with Craig.
Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place.
Believe that, my friends. Joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline is our pal and yours, Craig Elston. He is the CMO of the San Diego Sockers and the host of the Crossing Streams podcast. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Woodsy. Good morning, Paul. I am doing great, my friend. Yourself?
We're doing good. We're
having
doing good.
Fun today.
We're excited about watching the Dodgers lose. That's been fun. Have you been watching that?
I mean, I watch all the games. I guess I've been a bit of a Rays fan.
Yes.
The last week and a half.
You and so me I've both?
Doing a lot of listening to the Rays broadcast and watching when I can get in front of the TV. And, you know, the Dodgers series is, I'm just wondering if, like, 20 years from now, Dave Roberts is going to think to himself, maybe after five strong innings, I should just take Kershaw out.
You would think at some point, like, it's, again, it's the definition of insanity. Like, they're, you know, we all know people that keep getting hired in jobs, mostly radio jobs, and you're like, again, you're going to give him another shot. Okay, I know that he's changed, but keep doing it. And the next thing you know, the sixth inning rolls around and, you know, game over. And it is so true. It is so true. But, yeah, we've been having some fun this morning, Craig. But I have missed our streaming recommendations. Now, I wanted to start with one you recommended. It's been a while since you actually did one.
3 weeks.
What's the one on Apple TV, the soccer one? Ted Lasso. Dude, it's Major League, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's Major League in the Premier League, yeah.
Yeah.
Except that Doc Brown is even nicer.
Yes, he's much better. Much better. It was not selling. Wasn't selling tires, but he was coaching at Wichita State. They bring him over to England to coach in the Premier League. And it's pretty good, man. I got two episodes in. Sudeikis is really good. I mean, it's a little like over the top corny with his, you know, hillbillyisms. But I love the premise. The characters from England are phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a good recommendation so far, man. I'm really enjoying it.
stick with that one. The sweetness of that show comes out. I mean, it's only 10 episodes, so it's not like you have a long way to go.
Right.
They're only like 25 minutes long. But stick with that one because it gets super, super sweet. But yeah, you know what? Last 3 weeks, I've been telling Paulie, like, it was almost mildly refreshing because I've fully recharged my battery of recommendations. I've got Rex on Rex on Rex for you now.
Oh, I love it. All right, fire away.
All right, three recommendations, three different platforms, three different genres, always trying to give everybody a little bit of something. As, by the way, Woodsy, we creep toward our 100th episode
of
Crossing Streams.
I'm a proud member of like six or seven of those.
Eight.
Yes. Look at me.
I think I've done one or two.
I love it. Ben's been a big part. Yeah, I love it, man.
You'll be getting your T-shirt soon.
Can't wait.
So, first up is a show that actually we talk about on this week's Crossing Streams. And if you follow me on Twitter at 619 Sports, I said this morning I telegraphed this recommendation from a mile away, and that is Raised by Wolves on HBO Max. It's a brand new series, the 10 episodes of which are available for you to watch now. They've been dropping them out week by week, but it is fully available now to stream. And this is the latest brainchild of Ridley Scott. If anyone hears that name and goes, okay, that sounds familiar, but I don't know who you're talking about, one of the great film directors of our lifetime, and in particular, one of the great science fiction directors of our lifetime, Ridley Scott brought us Alien, all the way back in 1980, brought us The Martian far more recently. Blade Runner, of course, one of the most famous iconic science fiction films of all time. So everyone knows who Ridley Scott is in terms of his artistic bona fides. This is his new show, Raised by Wolves, his new science fiction show. He directs the first two episodes. His son, Luke, directs three more. And I got to say, it is original, it is fascinating, and it is an absolutely binge-worthy show, Raised by Wolves on HBO Max. The premise, okay, we are once again in a dystopian future. Is there any future for the world other than dystopia?
I don't think so. It seems more like reality than sci-fi these days.
Right? And Earth has been ravaged in a war between basically religion and science. Religion won. And one of the scientific holdouts has shot two androids out into space with some human embryos to go settle and colonize a faraway planet and create kind of a utopian world that's away from this religious persecution. The show picks us up about 10 years later as some of the kids that they were trying to raise died. One of them lived. And then here comes the Ark with all of the religious zealots coming to this planet. We find out a lot that the two primary characters are the two androids who are raising them, named Mother and Father. They're two actors you've never met, but you will be blown away. I am telling you, folks listening, you will be blown away by the performance of the two actors who play Mother and Father. In particular, the woman who plays Mother, her name is Amanda Collin. She's a Danish actress. You won't have seen her before, and I'm telling you she'll be nominated next year for an Emmy for this performance. It was that good. It's a combination of being otherworldly, somewhat inhuman, but almost feral as well. There's almost an animalistic performance that she gives. And this is a show that's got a lot of mystery to it. New things pop up. At the end of it, I kind of felt like, and it's funny because I saw your tweet earlier this week, Woods, that it reminded me of Lost in the best possible way. As someone who did watch Lost, unlike yourself, Woods, but it's a show that's got a lot of interesting mystery to it. It's got a lot of interesting character development, and it's one of my favorite shows of the year. I think it's going to be a top 10 show when we get to the end of the year. So Raised by Wolves.
Beautiful.
On HBO Max. If you like sci-fi and you like Ridley Scott, give it a try.
Now, Craig, I want to hear about this next one on Hulu because me and my wife, we have a... Like, I don't even like to admit it. We have a sick obsession with the murder documentaries,
sure,
the murder shows.
Yeah.
I mean, O.J. Simpson, Ted Bundy, Ben's BFF, Scott Peterson. It doesn't matter. Like, I want it all. That's a true story, by the way. I don't know if you missed that, but Ben is, like, good friends with Scott Peterson.
He used to play golf with Scott Peterson. It's crazy.
Solid.
I found that out
yesterday.
Just
randomly drops that little nugget
on
us.
Well, this is crazy, too, because I think what you're about to talk about, I've actually done a rabbit hole on one of these cases before, Craig. So go ahead and tell us about A Wilderness of Error.
Yes, as you're a true crime fan, Paul, I'm a true crime fan as well. And the true originator of the true crime documentary is Errol Morris. If you ever watched it back in the early 80s, his film, The Thin Blue Line, was, I'm not even exaggerating, truly revolutionary. It inspired thousands of documentaries since, from Serial to everything in between to this, in which in the early 80s he actually got a man that was in jail freed based on his documentary work. Well, three decades later, Errol Morris wrote a book called The Wilderness of Error, exploring one of the most infamous U.S. murder cases of the 1970s, the Jeffrey McDonald murder case. This was a case, Paul, in 1970 on Fort Bragg, a military base. He was an Army doctor, and basically cops, you know, a military police summoned to his house late at night to find him unconscious over his dead wife with his two young children, young daughters, yeah, killed as well. And his wife was pregnant with a third little daughter. And at the time, the military police cleared him. He said that hippies invaded his house.
Yep.
And killed his family. And this was just like 3 or 4 months after the Manson murders. So it was like, oh, this is a copycat. The MPs cleared him. The father-in-law of the dead mother would never give up the case, kept investigating. 8 years later, Jeffrey McDonald was taken to criminal court, civilian court,
damn,
and was found guilty of 1 degree first degree, 2 counts second degree, and 3 lifetime sentences. So he's been in prison since 1980. A book and a movie, Fatal Vision, was created about this case. Errol Morris comes along in the 2010s and tries to essentially relitigate it and look at all of the various evidence as to whether McDonald was innocent or guilty. Now, I think he was guilty.
Same.
And I think the documentarians believe that Jeffrey McDonald was guilty too, which is very interesting because they interview Errol Morris, who has somewhat of a different take. So the reason, though, that I'm recommending A Wilderness of Error, which has 5 episodes on Hulu, is that it takes that Errol Morris style of documentary. So it will take you into the living room,
yes,
in 1970 with Jeffrey McDonald and various recreations of what might have happened. It's a story that's a little bit eerie, but it's extremely detailed. It's fascinating. The word rabbit hole is perfect.
Yeah,
well done.
One of the best TV movies I've ever seen, Fatal Vision, with Gary Cole, who, of course, was the boss in, yes, Office Space. Carl, yes, Malden as the father-in-law. I watched it when I was a kid. Scared me to death. And I read the book later in life, Fatal Vision, by Joe McGinnis. And, yeah, I mean, it's an incredible, incredible story. The Manson connections, all of that. I just canceled my Hulu. I will be re-upping my Hulu like as soon as we go to break, because I have always, for 35 years, I've been obsessed with this case. So I can't wait to see this.
All right. Awesome, boys. A Wilderness of Error on Hulu. And I know we're short on time. Real quick, last one is one I really, truly love, this show. And it's called Long Way Up. It's on Apple TV Plus. For some folks, this is going to ring a bell in their head right away, because it's the third version of, which I didn't know. I came upon this version of it, okay? But Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trainspotting, et cetera, right? One of our great actors. Ewan McGregor and his friend Charlie Borman, who is an English TV presenter, in 2004 did a travel doc called Long Way Round, where they went around the world on 2 motorcycles. And it was, you know, travel documentary, their time together. 2007, they did another one called Long Way Down, where they went from Europe through Africa. This is the 2019, although it comes out in 2020, documentary called Long Way Up, in which Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman, 13 years after they've last done it, so a lot older and wiser, go to the very tip, southern tip of Argentina, and drive electric motorcycles all the way up South America, Central America, through Mexico to Los Angeles. So the premise is, you know, is very simple on its face. It's two friends who have been together and been apart late, a little bit later in life, late 40s and 50s, making this trip. The real twist is the electric bikes, because they are in third world countries where you're not going to go just find charging ports.
Right.
Right.
At Costco.
So exactly. Yeah. So there's a whole very interesting logistical, like, can they even do this aspect to the show where sometimes it fails and sometimes the bikes run out of charge. There's incredible scenery. And my pitch to you is if you just want to get away, if you want to get away with two friends on a travel, on a ride that you couldn't possibly take right now, take the ride on Long Way Up. You're going to get to see incredible scenery. You get to have this buddy trip. You get to have the cultural experience. You get the road experience. It streams on Apple TV Plus. They're putting out new episodes every Friday. 7 of the 10 or maybe 12 are currently available, so you can jump in and drive all the way up South America with these guys.
Yeah, I just saw the preview for it yesterday for the first time. I don't know if it was during the baseball game or what channel it was on, but I did just see the preview of it. I was like, this sounds oddly familiar, and yeah, it looked awesome.
I'm gonna run it by my wife and see if she'll let me and a buddy just go do this, like reenact it.
Right?
You know, she won't even give me a night.
My hands are raised. I'm in.
Yeah, let's go. She won't give me a night to go out and get a few beers, much less drive from the tip of where? Argentina to L.A. Sounds awesome, Craig. Thanks again, as always. Where can everybody find your Crossing Streams podcast?
Find it inside your phone's podcatcher. New one this week, reviewing Raised by Wolves, as well as a trip to the 1980s to watch the old miniseries V. So a lot of fun and a lot of laughs. Catch Crossing Streams wherever you find podcasts in your phone. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, my brother. Good talking to you, Craig. That's our pal Craig Elston on the, the SDCCU fan hotline. See, Ben's really good at all those reads. So smooth. I'm not smooth, but he's really smooth at reading raps. And Ben's not in today. We thought maybe we'd replay an old one. I said, no, I'll do the Bro Country thing, Paulie. So let's get started. Woods Reads Bro Country starts right now. If you know anything about me, I do like country music. I was raised on country music. I hate bro country. No offense to
pretty much anything in the last 10, 15 years.
Pretty much. Yeah, they've gotten away from what
Luke
made country music great.
Florida Georgia Line.
It's formulaic.
Jason Aldean.
Real corny. All right, here we go. Ready? The lyrics are always terrible. So here we go. I've never heard this song. I got that real good feel-good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked-up truck rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots waiting on you to look my way and scoot your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. Drinking and driving, classic. All them other boys want to wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow, row, row my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch us a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride hip hop mixtape. Little Conway, little T-Pain. Might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank, and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like, yeah. All the mother boys want to wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow, grow, row my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. And that's it. Oh, here's one more verse. My kind or your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, 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 oh. Gonna get your love on. Oh, 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 oh. Time to get our buzz on. That is, that's My Kind of Night by Luke Bryan. You got a little taste of that for me? I want to see if it's as bad audibly as reading the lyrics.
It's, oh my God, yeah. We only got like a minute.
That's
but.
Fine. That's all I need. I don't need any more. Oh, my God. That's all I need.
Fun fact, yesterday, before I even heard a single lyric, didn't look them up, I heard that, and I thought...
That's it. Woodsy's got to read
no
this.
No matter what happens, this is the song we're doing.
I got that real good feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck.
I want to die.
Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots.
It's worse than you thought, isn't it?
Dude, if you like this, we're not friends. I can't be friends with you. I'm sorry. I've got to draw the line somewhere.
Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys want to line you up and take you downtown. But you know
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.